Until we meet again. The Priesthood is Here Today. By Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. What a dark world this would be without priesthood blessings for you and me. Can you imagine how dark and empty mortality would be if there were no priesthood? If the power of the priesthood were not upon the earth, the adversary would have freedom to roam and reign without restraint. There would be no gift of the Holy Ghost to direct and enlighten us, no prophets to speak in the name of the Lord, no temples where we could make sacred eternal covenants, no authority to bless or baptize, to heal or comfort. Without the power of the priesthood, the whole earth would be utterly wasted. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, verses 1 through 3. There would be no light, no hope, only darkness. However, the priesthood of God gives light to Heavenly Father's children in this dark and troubled world. Through priesthood power, we can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost to lead us to truth, testimony, and revelation. This gift is available on an equal basis to men, women, and children. The glorious priesthood of God, together with the fullness of its blessings, has been restored to the earth in our own time. The restoration of the priesthood and its blessings began in 1820 when Joseph Smith, a young boy prophet, beheld and spoke with God the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, in a sacred grove of trees. Later, additional heavenly messengers, John the Baptist, Peter, James, and John, Moses, Elias, and Elijah, and others, brought to the prophet Joseph Smith the power, authority, and keys necessary for the salvation and exaltation of mankind. The Church of Jesus Christ was restored upon the earth, complete with the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthoods of old. Now, as God covenanted with Abraham, all the individuals and families of the earth may be blessed. Think of it, brothers and sisters. The priesthood has been restored. It is here on the earth today, under the direction of prophets, seers, and revelators who hold the keys in this dispensation. Priesthood holders in the church today have the legitimate right to act in the name of God. All of the magnificent, eternal blessings that God makes available to men and women and families upon this earth can be ours through the power of the priesthood. From an October 1995 General Conference Address. End of the section, Until We Meet Again, by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.